Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, the Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
In a strike by 25 perfusionists represented by the Forsa trade union is likely to impact on surgeries. The HSE has provided us a statement that says Forsa members working as perfusionists in 5 hospitals, the Mater, James's, Children's Health Ireland, Galway University Hospital and CUH will begin the first of a series of planned work stoppages on Tuesday the 9th of June. As a result, cardiac elective procedures have been deferred in those hospitals and will be rescheduled. And the suggestion is that up to 14 surgeries, including 2 paediatric surgeries, will be impacted. Linda Kelly is with us. She's Forsa National Secretary. Linda, the usual question, I suppose, when anybody takes strike action is the impact on those who are affected by it, and the realization that 2 of them will be children who have been waiting on surgery. Is it worth that?
Well, I think the HSE have to answer that question really, Anton, because we've been 2.5 years in this dispute over pay. The industrial action today was entirely avoidable if the HSE had recognised the Labour Court recommendation, which our members won in January. The members taking strike action today do so with a very heavy heart and as an absolute last resort, because there has been no recognition from the HSE that they need to implement the Labour Court to restore the pay of these workers.
And what's the core of the Labour Court recommendation that you're seeking? What is it in monetary terms?
So it's in or around €200,000 per year for all of the staff involved. So when you consider that the health budget is north of 25 billion, we're talking about not even 0.25% of the health budget in terms of real financial monies. So to be honest, we are very perplexed to find ourselves in a situation where 25 staff, which is the entire workforce of perfusionists, have to take industrial action to get their Labour Court implemented. The Labour Court found...
Sorry to cut across you, but does that mean that it's in and around the region of £9,000 per staff member on average?
It's in or around that, depending on where people are on the point of the scale. And to give people the background, Anton, perfusion is a speciality of medical science. Ever since it was established as a profession in its own right in the 1960s, they have always been linked to medical laboratory scientists for pay. The medical laboratory scientists had their pay moved in January 2024, and the perfusionist pay should have moved with that. But instead of doing that, the HSE implemented a pay cut without agreement. And that's what we brought to the Labour Court, and the Labour Court found in our favour.
Linda, thank you very much for your time. Linda Kelly, Forsa National Secretary. And what the HSE say in respect of any impacted patients is that derogations have been put in place to manage any emergencies as they arise, and that is in agreement with Forsa. And they say the HSE remains firmly committed to continuing engagement with the union in respect of LCR 23209, that being the Labour Court decision, with a view to avoiding further industrial action.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.